want to cover as much as possible the kitzur, the sugya of Dayenu, to show you that there is no sugya in Torah that is not mole the godush. Think how much could there be on Dayenu? A highlight of a song of the Haggadah. See, there's a tremendous amount of what part this plays bichlal in the Haggadah, where its makoros, what its purpose is. The Kama Malos Tovos, which is the beginning, or seemingly the beginning of this part of the Haggadah, is not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, and the Rambam in his Nusach HaHaggadah doesn't bring it down. The Rambam, his Nusach of the Haggadah, after the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, after the Eser Makos, the next thing is Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, which skips Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, and how many Makos there were on Mitzrayim, and how many Al Hayam, and how many each of the Makos contained, four or five Makos. All of that is missing in the Nusach Haggadah of the Rambam. In the Masei Rokeach al Rambam, he has a Haggadah there, quoting the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramba. But he was asked about this, where is the, what happened to Dayenu? And he said his father's minig was to say it, but he didn't include it in the Haggadah because it is in the gather of Marvin Musada. It was a minig, not everybody had this, it was a minig to say because of the halacha of Kol HaMarvel HaSaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim HaReza Meshubot. And this was the Indian of Marvel HaSaper. In order to understand what that means, this is the first sheet of what the Dayenu comprises. There's an Abarbanel in his Haggadah Zevach Pesach. The Abarbanel says that the Mekor of this Kama Milas Tovos Lamakom Aleinu is Rabbi Akiva. Must have had a brisa like that. It's not non mechilta, but that this was all one long brisa. The brisa started with Rabbi Yossi Haglili, says Minayim she b'Mitzrayim loku eser makos and al hayom loku chamishim makos, and he learns it from the pasuk Etzba Elokim by Mitzrayim and Yad Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Rabbi Lezer says Minayim shekol makom makom is shel arba makos, which leaves 40 in Mitzrayim and 200 al hayom. And Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, Menayin Shekol Mako Mako Hayom Michamesh Makos, which leaves 50 in Mitzrayim, 250 Alayam. And then Rabbi Akiva continued, Kama Milos Tovos Lamakom Alein. Not only are there so many Ribuye Makos that you can be Marda, right, but there's even more Milos Tovos Lamakom Alein. The Shibuli Aleket also says the same idea. After we see how many makos the Rabbanu Shalom brought on Mitzrayim, we see how many milos tovos the Rabbanu Shalom brought on us. So it's all part of what Rabbi Akiva said. It's all a price. The Perish Kadmon on the Haggadah, also Rishon, says that even more than that. The makos, you can come to a finite number. Either there was 200, 250, but there's a number. But Kama Milos Tovos, in fact, there's a girsa, and the Kama Milos Tovos, one of the girsos in the Haggadahs of Teiman, which says, Kama Milos Tovos Kfulos Umechupolos, that if you keep darshaning the Milos Tovos, and go deeper and deeper, there's no number. So the Midorah, the Makas against Mitzrayim, had a definite number. But when it comes to the Milos Tovos, it's without a number completely. It's beyond counting. And there's a hint to the fact that this is a continuation from Rabbi Akiva or from Belezer. It's a continuation of that Machlokas Tanoim, and its source is Taka, this Machlokas Tanoim. They bring a remez that Maka is the same osios as Kama. Kama Milos is the opposite of the Makos that they darshan beforehand. The Maisi Hashem is Masber even more. He says that, what's the inyan of Rabbi Akiva bringing Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lezer into the Haggadah? L'chor, that's also not mentioned in the Mishnah, nor is it mentioned in the Gemara. And Taka, the Rambam also doesn't mention that. So it's Muchach Lechora from the Rambam that he also learned like the Avar Benel. This is all one Hemshech. And that one Hemshech is not part of the Iker Haggadah. We'll see in one second what it is. But it's a gather of Marvin Lusaper Bitsias Mitzrayim. My Sashem Taka says that your Marve Al Nisei Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? We reach the Makas. Going on to Kriyas Yamsuf, that in itself is a ribui marvel saper, because one of the hagdoros of marvel saper is to be marve the inyonim after Yitzias Mitzrayim. To speak about Matan Torah and to speak about Kriyas Yamsuf, that's also a gather of marvel saper, and therefore we go beyond the makos, go into Kriyas Yamsuf, and then there's another hagdor of marvel saper. There's a marvel saper of kamus, of adding on to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then there's a marvelous Saper Ve'echus to take the inyanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and to be megala the protim and prote protim that are included in everything. That's also a getter of marva. Marva Ve'echus of the Sipur. So he says that here we do both. After the Makos, we extend it to Kriyas Yamsu. And after Kriyas Yamsuf, we're marve in the Ilu Hotzionu. Ilu lo koralon v'sayam. Ilu heviron v'socho v'cherova. Ilu lo shiko esorein v'socho. That's a marve in the Kriyas Yamsuf itself. And then we add other inyonim, the Mon and the Midbar and the what you call Matan Torah and Shabbos and so on. And Eretz Yisrael and the Knesset Eretz Yisrael. All of that is also a gather of marve l'sapir. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, the aftermath of Yitzias Mitzrayim is also a gather of marvel saper. And he brings a nice remez that this is a hosafa to what Rabbi Akiva was marvel saper and Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Makas themselves. Right? We finished the Haggadah with the Tzach Hadash Bachav, and then we're Moshef a marvel saper in the Makos, and then we continue to be marvel saper in the Tovos. Since Rabbi Akiva was Moshef on Rabbi Elezer said there were four Makas in every Makkah, and Rabbi Akiva held five. So he's Moshef on the four. When it comes to the Milas Tovos, they're Kfula, Milas Tovos, Kfula, Umichupeles. If you multiply the four by two, Rabbi Akiva was Marve in the four of Elezer. That's on the bad side. Now he's Marve on the good side. So if you take the four of Rabbi Elezer and you're Kofalit, you have eight. And if you're machlit again, you have 16. And the talk is 16 milas tovos. According to one girsa, there's another dayenu, more than we have. There's ilu, hichnisanu l'eretz Yisrael, v'lo banu lanu es beis ha-bechira dayenu, and ilu banu lanu es beis ha-bechira, v'lo banu lanu es beis ha-mikdash dayenu. And the masber beis ha-bechira is the mishkan, and beis ha-mikdash is the mikdash ha-kavua. So there's 16. Even without that, the Maaseh Hashem himself doesn't have that girsa. But he says the 15 of what we have, and the 16th is that we are what's it called a mamleches kohen in the goy kadosh, the eschol goy gadol. That's the 16th mila, the purpose of all of these. So, according to this, these rishonim, the place of kama milas tovos, and in fact, not just that, but the place of the machlokas of Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elezer, and Rabbi Akiva, is the following. The Haggadah itself, the minimum that you're makayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is what the Mishnah and the Gemara outline, and give you the structure of the Haggadah. And that ends with the Doresh Kol HaParsha Kula, which is what's it called, which is Magid, which is Arami Ovid Avi. When you finish Arami Ovid Avi, you finish Magid. You Yotzei Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But they also added something that everybody can mekayim call a marvelous saper of Yitzias Mitzrayim in an institutionalized way. Now it's really marvelous saper of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a voluntary thing that everybody with fee, his nusach and signon can add. But not everybody can do that. So therefore the mimic added a portion that starts with being marvelous saper on the Makos, and then continues on to be marvelous saper both on Kriyas Yamsu and the other Togos that the Rabbanu Shalom did. This way, everybody, minimally, is Yotzei marvelous saper by just saying the Haggadah too. They added a part into the Haggadah that with that you're Makayim Marvel the Safer, be Tzias Mitzrayim also. This marvelous sapphire is also fulfills another inyan. Part of the marvelous sapphire, like we said from the Maaseh Hashem, includes two things. One is adding new pratim, new inyanim, and the other one is taking the inyanim and seeing them in their pratim, not seeing them bichlal, but seeing them befrat. And that inyan is a very important inyan, because sometimes people see the pratim and they fail to see the klal. They see the trees, but they don't see the forest. And sometimes you see the klal and you fail to see the pratim. You see the forest, but you don't see the trees. And neither one of them is a proper view of anything. To be able to see anything in a proper view, not something that's distorted, you have to both see the pratim and also see the klal. Explain why. And that's an inyan of godless. In fact, they say that that's why it's called Kama Milos Tovos Lamakom Aleinu. How many miles do we have? It's a mile in the person. As we said, Kala Marva the Sapra Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hare Zem Meshubach. And many the Farshim learn that Hare Zem Meshubach is not going on the marvelous Sapra, it's going on the person. The person is marvelous Sapra, he himself is Meshubach. So Kama Milos Tovos Lamakom Aleinu. How many miles tovos do we have by being marvelous Sapra Yitzias Mitzrayim? There's a Svarno. There's a Svarno in Parsha Shlach. He says the following. I have another way of understanding this Svarno. You can look it up and see which way you like better. I'm going to tell you one of the ways. Maybe you'll find a third way. But the Lanias Daiti, this is, I think, Pshat, that Svarno, one Pshat at least. Svarno says, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Rabban Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to pick Meraglim already, then you should pick them. Don't give them the people the right to pick who the Meraglim should be. Because you'll pick Anashim Gedolim, and they'll pick Anashim Ktanim, who will come back with even a worse report than you can imagine. These Anashim Gedolim that Moshe Rabbeinu picked didn't come back with a great report either. So what was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu's choice of Meraglim? Svarno says like this. If Moshe had not picked the Meraglim, then they would have come back and been machish what the Rabban Shem said about Eretz Israel. They would have said it's a totally terrible land. It's not an Eretz Tova, it's not Eretz Zovas Tova Dvash, and we can't conquer it. They would have come back with a totally negative report. And that would have been almost impossible for Moshe Rabbeinu to counteract and to bring them to do tshuva. Because these people were there. They saw it. Moshe Rabbeinu never was in Eretz Israel. How could he say that he could defend what the Rabban Shem said when there's eyewitnesses who say that the Rabban Shem didn't tell us the truth? It would have been almost impossible to be Mazer Klal Yisrael b'tshuva. They would have taken the word of the eyewitnesses, and it was 10 against 2, and maybe all of them would have come back with a bad report. But Moshe Rabbeinu chose Anoshim Gedolim. Anoshim Gedolim at least came back with a report that it's MS, that the land is a good land. But Lamaisin is a downside. It's too difficult for us to conquer. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to contradict them as eyewitnesses against what the Rabban Shem said. You see, they agree with the Rabban Shem said. The only thing is, their halacha is that it's impossible to conquer. I'm telling you it's possible to conquer. Why does that make them Anoshim Gedolim? Ktanei Moach see things in black and white. Either it's all good or it's all there. That's a katnus. And Gedolim, Anoshim Gedolim, are able to see the good and the bad and everything. There's nothing, the Sfarim say, since the chait of Adam Arishon, that's not a dirbuv of tov and ra. Everything has good, everything has bad. There's nothing that's totally good in this world, there's nothing that's totally bad. And the chachma is to be able to see the good, to be able to see the bad, and to know how to be machriya, lemaisa now, and then mishyaches to this, that's good or is bad. But you have to be able to see every prat. That's the first hanhaga, to see the prat. Small people
whatever their ikar feeling about something is, that colors the whole thing. Either if they see something negative, then the whole thing is negative. They can't see anything positive. People like that too. They see a person, if they don't like him, then everything he does is no good. If they like him, everything he does is good. They can't see that there are people do things good, people do things that are not good. Whether you like them or you don't like them, you can see all the prophet. So that's also a godless. So it's important to see the prophet. And that's a godless in a person. That's the kama milus tova. On the other hand, there's also an inyan of not just seeing prophet, but being able to see the whole picture. The whole inyan of a siyum is this inyan of, why do you make a big deal about a siyum? Right? You learn the last day probably less than you learn the rest of the days. And for that you make a pardon. So I always like to say it's like a siyum doesn't mean to finish. There's no inyan of finishing. Lo alecha malocha ligma. Right? On the amelim of the kavim schar. We get schar to the amelis, not for the finishing. The simcha of a siyum is not finishing. The simcha of a siyum is like the last piece in a puzzle. Until you put the last piece in, all the pieces aren't clear. Because you can't really see what the whole picture is and how each piece fits in. When you put that final piece in, the entire puzzle now becomes more understood. So the siyum, that last pasuk, makes the whole sefer that you learn, the whole sechta that you learn, more understandable. Like if you learn sefer Bereishis, Kesedim, you don't know what's coming. Never learned it before. So you can't really appreciate Adam HaRishon until you understand Noach and you stand Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Like each thing gives you a better hesper than what came before. And finally, when you're assigned the whole thing, Gemara says in Bava Basra, when you write a shtar on a sadeh, so in the shtar you have to be Messiah Mitzranoli. Messiah over there means you have to outline the borders and define the borders of the field in the shtar. So Messiah doesn't necessarily mean to finish. Messiah means to define, to outline, to give a clear picture of the totality of the thing. So Mameo is also an Indian of what's it called, of seeing the whole picture. So that's this Indian. The Indian of seeing each makkah, how many makkahs there were, and total makkahs, 250, 200, or whatever, to see the whole picture and to see each prat. That's part of the marvelous sapir, because it makes the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim more clear. And the same thing with Kamamilas Tovos. Ilu Hoxionami Mitzrayim, Velo Asovem Shvatim, every prat by itself. And then Alachas Kama Bakama, Hoxionami Mitzrayim, Asovem Shvatim, put them all together to see them all as one cloud. So that's part of the Marvel Sapir. In addition, there's another thing. The Indian of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessarily Talmud Torah. But it's more an Indian of Hakara Sato. Mar Psachim that says that, I don't remember who it was, of Nachman, I think, asked his Eved Doru, what would it be if an Eved, his Rab let him free and he gave him tremendous rechush, what would he have to do? We have to Meshabeach him or whatever. He says, Patronosu Milomar Manishtam. From there, the Medayik, that part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessarily the Yediyas, but coming to be Makir Tova. And literally, first you have to be Makir Tova. Makir Tova doesn't mean to be gracious, have gratitude. That's Hodah, that's Hala. But it means to be, before you can have Hodah on something, you have to be Makir the Tova. So Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is being Makir the Tovos. And it's not enough to be Makir the Tovos in general. You have to be Makir every single Tova. It says when you give Hodah on Atziras Kishonim, when there's rain after a drought, see, the Hodah is all called Tipa V'Tipa. It's not enough just to say for the whole rain. Every drop is a separate Tova. You have to makir each Tova separately. That's why it says, Afilu Kulanu Kachachonim, Kulanu Devonim, Kulanu Skenim, Kulanu Yodim Isatora, Mitzvah Lengu Sapri Tzis Mitzrayim. Because Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim is not Talmud Torah that if you already know it, so you don't have to do it again. But it's Hakara Satov. And therefore, what's it called? The Chol Marvelous Sapir is Hariza Meshubach. Because in Hakara Satov, the more you're Marva, the more Tovos you uncover, the more you see it, the better it is. the Mashgiach from Baranovich, Rav Yitzchok Waldstein, and Rav Eliyoshev said the same idea. This Haggadah came out this year, Rav Eliyoshev. And we'll see Rav Cheskel Abramsky says a Peledik Misora that he had, same idea. They say that Klal Yisrael is a Katnas Hamoach, also, another Anin of Godless, a people who are Mistapik Bemuet when it comes to Chazdei Hashem. And they see everything, the small prat, they don't see the bigger picture. And therefore that's in a Dayenu. Dayenu is that with Katnas Hamoach, if we were taken out of Mitzrayim and the Russian did nothing else, people with their small Hasagas would have said, Dayenu, what else could there be? What else do we want? What could we want? And then there's another prat, and another prat. The person has to have bigger Hasagas to realize there's a bigger plan than just a small thing that you can see. So that's also part of Hakara Satov. Hakara Satov is to be able to see the bigger picture, to see more product, not just to see what you saw and got used to. And that's how they went out of Mitzrayim. They saw each little thing by itself, and they were satisfied. They didn't know more was coming. Now we know that all these product that they saw, that each thing itself was a Dover Gadol, each thing shouldn't lose its godless because we see all of them. Chesko Abramsky said that there's a Mesorah, Dor Achar Dor, that after Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael figured this is the end of the Geula. We already saw what's called our enemies drowned, and the people in Mitzrayim are scared to death of us. Nobody has any more Adonim. So now it's time to go back to Mitzrayim and settle there, and become Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. What else more could there be? This is it. And the Rabban Shemabli had a much bigger picture of what he had in store for Klal Yisrael than going back to Mitzrayim and settling there as free people. So that's also part of this Dayenu, to see each prat and to see that that wasn't enough, and there were pratim after that until the total picture of one alone was based on Bechira, Lechapra, and Kol Avonoseinu. So that's one sheet. One sheet in the union of both the Ribui of the Makos, which ends with Rabbi Akiva, and the Hemshech of Rabbi Akiva, of Kama Milas Tovos, is a institutionalized Marvel Saprabitzias Mitzrayim. It's not part of the Etzem Haggadah, therefore the Rambam didn't put it into the Nusach of the Haggadah. But as Minig, he said it, because the Minig was to enable people who didn't have the Koach to be able to improvise on their own marvelous saper. They gave them a minimum marvelous saper, both on the makos and on the tovos, and both marvelous saper in yonim nosofim and marvelous saper in the yonim themselves to be marvel more and more prot. That's one sheet. Seems to be the sheet. This Rambam Levi, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, and the sheet of the Abarbanel, and the sheet of the Maisei Hashem. The Rashbats has a different mahalach. He says that this is mentioned indirectly in the Mishnah. That is part of the Etzem Haggadah. It's not part of Marvelous Sefer, it's part of the Sipur itself. Where is it mentioned? The Mishnah says that after Mamishtana and Avodim Hayinu, Maschilim Bignus, Masayim Bishvach, and the Gemara is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what's the Gnus, what's the Shvach? Then it says, Umaschil Arami Ovidoti, the Dorish Kol HaParsha. You Dorish the entire Parsha at the beginning of Kisavo of Mikra Bikurim, which is Arami Ovidoti. And that's what we do. But if you look at the Psukim of Arami Ovidoti, we're not Dorish Kol HaParsha. We stop one pasuk shy of the end of that parsha. We say, we darsh in the following. Arabi ovirovi, by Yerid Mitzrayim, by Yogar Shomit Shem Ma'ot, by Yishom the Goy Godel, Otu Barot, by Oreo, Sonu Amitzin, by Yanunu, by Yidnu Alenu, Avod Akosha. By Nitzak al Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, by Yishma Hashem Et Koleinu, by Yaris Onyenu, by Yasam Aleinu, by Yaslachatzeinu. By Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim, by Yod Chazok, by Zor Netuya, by Moragol, by Osos, by Mosin. That's we darshan until the Esser Makos. Right? V'yad chazokas shtayim, There's one in the two-year stein, but more in the gobble stein, but also some emulsion, Elu Eser Mako, Shev Yechrus Bonis Mitzrayim, Tetzach Adash Biachad. That is the end of the drasha on these psukim. And then, Einachinan, the hemshech is, how many makas or whatever, that finish off the makas. What's the next pasuk though? Vayidiyenu l'amokum hazeh, Rashi says, l'amokum hazeh, z'nisar nikdosh, vayitim lanu ishaoretz hazos, eretz lo v'schal v'dvash. That pasuk, l'chora, we don't darsh, we haven't darsh. Says the Rashbats, we darsh in this pasuk in the Dayen. Because this pasuk mentions the Knesset Teret Israel, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So we darsh in all the Milas Togos that went into bringing us to Eretz Israel and to building the Beis HaMikdash as a drasha on Dorish Kol HaParsha Kula. This is part of the Parsha of Arami Ovirami. So this is where the Gemara and the Mishnah are Maramis that you have to say Kama Milas Togos also. This is part of Dorish Kol HaParsha Kula. So it's part of Etzem Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, part of the Doresh Kol HaParsha Kula, Til Vayidiyenu El HaMakom Hazeh. And really it is a continuation, because the whole Nusach is a continuation. Because what do we end with? The Vayotzi Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Mitzrayim, Lo Ayidei Maloch, Lo Ayidei Sarach, Ala Kodesh Baruch, Lichbol to the Yasmin. And what do we start this with? And then we got off on a tangent with the Makas. Right? With the Esra Makas, the Bechoros, and then the Makas. Coming back to Vayotzienu is Vayivienu L'Makom Hazeh. So that's Ilu Otzionu Mitzrayim goes back on Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo Ayidei Malach Ilu Otzionu Afilu Ayidei Malach Lo Asa Ben Shvatim himself. That's Dayenu, and then it continues on. So this is the hemshah of the drasha of the parish of Arami Ovirov. That's what the Rashbam says. And being the siyum of Magid, according to this, it's the siyum of Magid. It's not that after your Messiah Magid, your Makayim Marvel is out there with something that that's mimic, they were koveya as a dover kavua. Right? It's like tefillah. Tefillah originally, whatever people improvised, they did. And then Chazal were koveya how to be, to say tefillah. Here also, originally Marvel is out there was whatever anybody wanted to do. And then they saw people weren't the koach to do it on their own. They were Messiah Magid with a marvelous sapper. Here it's not something after Magid. It is the siyum of Magid. The siyum of Magid is by Yibiyengu al HaMakom Hazeh. Why is that the siyum of Magid? We see it's Mitzrayim. So there's a Ramban in his Hakadama to Sefer Shmos, and another Ramban in his Hakadama to Sefer by Yikra, which is Masber very nicely why this is the siyum of Magid of Yitzhiz Mitzrayim. The Ramban Shmos, the Kitzur, asks why the parashios of the Mishkan are in Sefer Shmos. What had to do with the Gula? The Gula ended the most by Matan Torah. So what's the parashios of the Mishkan? He says the Gula wasn't complete until Klal Yisrael returned to the Mila they were in the Zman of the Avos, where the Shechina was Shora al Ohalehem, and therefore the Shechina in the Mishkan was the Siyum of Geula. That was the Siyum of Geula. More than that even, the Ramban also says, that the Hashros HaShchin in the Mishkan was a Hemshech to Maimon Har Sinai. And Maimon Har Sinai was the Siyum of Geula, Lakach Yeshem Lilah. And that Maimon Har Sinai wasn't a one-time thing, called God of the Loyasa. Maimon Har Sinai continues on. Where did it continue on in the Mishkan? And therefore, what's it called? There's a Meiri in Sanhedrin. The Meiri says that the Mishkan had the same dinin of Har Sinai. This is like you have to stay away from Har Sinai, and anybody who came into the Har Sinai was Chayav Misa. Somebody who comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Chayav Misa. And Kenei Kachi says that that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Shaila, Shor Sinai Bekama. How many Dayanim do you need to stone a shore that came up to Har Sinai? Do you need three because it's only dini mominis? Or it's like Sharanisko. Well, there we have a limud, kemisus ha'abaylin, kach misus ha'shor, and you need chav gimel. So the Meiri asks, madahave have. What's the Gemara asking? A shaila that was a one-time thing in history that will never happen again. Right? He says, no. It's not a one-time thing, because the shor that goes into Kodesh HaKadosh, it's Chayiv Misa, as the din of Har Sinai. You have to know how many dayanim you need. Mamash Hashem Shechem Mayim Misa, Mayim Har Sinai. So just like Mayim Har Sinai was the Siyum of Geula, and the Hashras Hashchin and the Mishkan was also the Siyum of Geula, so therefore, until Bono and the Mikdash is the Siyum of the Mishkan, the Mishkan was only a temporary Mikdash, and the Mishkan became Kavua by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so the Siyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim is only by Bono Lono's Beis HaBechira. What's the Chafra HaKol Bono Seinu? So in the Sakramat of Vayikra, he says, what's Vayikra? Once we have the Siyum of Geula, and we have the Hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai in the Mishkan, so we need to know now how to preserve it, and how to protect it, how to properly guard it. Just like on Har Sinai, right? Lo yarsu lalo so Har Sinai. We have to know who can go where in the Mishkan, who can't go in the Mishkan, right? Where the Tmeim can go, where the Tmeim can't go, where all the Dinam Tmeim, right? And Shmiras HaMishkan. We have to know which Chatoyim are going to Tumah, and Karbanos, because without the Karbanos, there's no Kiyum to Hashras HaShchina, and the Averis that are going Siluk HaShchina are also mentioned by Yitra. So all these things, and the Karbanos, namely, to the Mechaper on the Averis, and the Shchina doesn't leave. So all of that is Shmiras HaMishkan. Is Shmiras HaMishkan, and what's it called? The end is Shemitah, which also is going to Siluk Kashim and Golas, and then the Tokach. So it's all Shmiras HaMishkan. Shmiras HaMishkan. That's the Chaper or Kol on the same. So the Siyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Gemara Megillah, Lamed Aleph. Gemara says that after the Rabban Shalom told Avram Avinu, Bris Ben Abasorah, midst of Bris Ben Abasorah, and all the godless that he was going to give Klal Yisrael, and the fact that they're going to be Geri Zaracha. So Avraham Avinu said, it's all very nice, but it's not going to last, because they'll be Chotei, and you'll do to them what you did to Dora Mabel. The Rebbe Shem said, Kachli Egla Mishulesha, they, Mishusak Harbanos, I'll be Mechaber and their Adairus, and I won't do to them what I did to Dora Mabel. Abraham said, it's very nice, Bisman Beis HaMikdash, what about Shabbat Bisman Beis HaMikdash? That if you learn the parashas of the Korbanos, it's like you brought it. You see from there that the ultimate kiyum and shmira on Yetzias Mitzrayim is dafka with the Korbanos, the Chabra Kolam HaMosein. So therefore, that is the siyum of Magid. Siyum of Magid is siyum Yetzias Mitzrayim. Siyum Yetzias Mitzrayim is the, what's it called, the all these milas that led to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and here it's even better than Nusa, first the Mishkan, and then the Mikdash, and L'chaper HaKol Abba Moseinu, same idea of that is the ultimate Shmira that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be Nimshach, and shouldn't be abrogated. Therefore, Rav David Zvi Hoffman says that this Nusach was only said as Man Beis HaMikdash. Today, we say it as a mimic. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they darshan in the Pasuk by Yivyeinu Lamakom Hazeh. Because it was no gate. As Man Hazeh, we don't have a kid. You can't say by Yivyeinu Lamakom Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So the Mela, today it's only a mimic. But this was left over from the Nusach HaAgod of Zman HaMikdash. I want to say just the opposite. In the Zman HaMikdash, they didn't say this Pasuk. Doresh kol ha-parsha kulam, the Zman HaMikdash ended where our Hagada ends, Tetzach Hadash Biachav. They didn't go on. Why not? Because Zman HaMikdash, they brought Bikurim. And the truth is that last Pasuk is not, besides all the drosh that we said from the Ramban, so last Pasuk, Pipshuto, goes on Bikurim. So really it goes on what comes after, on Mikra Bikurim. Time of the Beis HaMikdash, they knew that Pasuk basically had to do with Bikurim. So they didn't darshan it on Yetzias Mitzrayim. They ended with the Pasuk before. That's where that Parsha ends with Yetzias Mitzrayim. La'achar HaChorban,
Right? We don't say Nikra Bikurim. So, as a Hosafa, Zecher Lechurban, this part was added after Churban Beis HaMikdash, in order to, what's it called, to finish off a Magid in a way that has a Zecher Lechurban. Which, even more than that, the some say that it's in order to be Mas Mechir to Pesach Zu, Shoyu Avoseinu Ochlin, this Magid Beis HaMikdash, Ayakayim. So we mention, Bon Alon was Beis HaBechira, right before that, right before Rav Gamliel HaYomer, in order to lead in to something that the time of Beis HaMikdash didn't need. They didn't say Pesach Zu, Shoyu Avoseinu Ochlin. They said Pesach Zu. But you want to be Zocher, the Mikdash, so they added this pasuk, which is really not a pasuk that is to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a pasuk that has to do with Mikra Bikurim. At the time they said Mikra, that was clear. So they didn't darsh in that pasuk. After the Churban, Zeichon the Churban, they added that pasuk as part of the drasha of Zeichon Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichon Mikra. So that is second sheet. Second sheet there is, it's a siyum of Magid. And it is part of Dorish Kol HaParsha Kula, the last pasuk in Arami Ovirot. The Meiri says it's also the Siyum of Makid, but not as the end of Dorish Kol HaParsha Kula. The Sama, he learned what I just told you now, that the Dorish Kol HaParsha Kula ends with the pasuk before Vayidienu. Because Vayidienu is part of the Inyan of Bikurim, it goes on what came before, after, not what came before. So he doesn't see this as a Siyum of Magid of Dorish Kol HaParsha, but another Derech. The Mahalach of the Meiri is, you have to start with Gnus, Avadim Hayinu, or Netchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and the Simon B'Shevach. Now what is Shevach, some learn, some Rishonim learn, the Simon B'Shevach means Halach. Right, that's the Shevach. Other Rishonim learn that Shevach is not Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom, but Shevach of Klal Yisrael. Just like the Gnus is not Chasvashon the Gnus of the Rabbanu Shalom. It's the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. So Shevach is not Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom, it's Shevach of Klal Yisrael. So where is the Messiah in B'Shevach? There's all different opinions in Rishonim what the Messiah in B'Shevach is. The Meiri learns that this is the Siyum of Shevach of Avodim Hayinu, or Mitchila of Avodah Zarah, or both. Doesn't say clear, but the Chariot, you could say both of them. What's Avodim Hayinu? Avodim Hayinu Lepar Mitzrayim. Right? By Yotzienu, what's the Shevach? By Yotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Mishar. And what do we say over there? The Eru Lo Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sabo Seif Mitzrayim. And that's what we start over here. That's the Shevach of Avodim Hayinu, the final Shevach, to finish off the Seder, is Eru Hotzionu Mitzrayim, Lo Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Kama Milos Topos, the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. All these are Milos of Klal Yisrael. So, that's the Messiah B'Shevach of Avodim Hayinu. Avodim Tchilo Devar Zorah. What was the Gnus? Tchilo Devar Zorah, I would say. The Ata, Kervonu HaMokum Lavodoso. What's the ultimate seal of Kervonu Lavodoso? Bonalon was based on Bechira. The Chabra, I'm going to say, the Yikra Avoda is the antithesis of Avodah Zarah, is Avodah Samikdash. So the Siyum of Bonalon was based on Bechira. The Chabra, I'm going to say, that is the Siyum of the Gnus of the Tchilo of Avodah Zarah. So Yichnisanu Meretz Yisrael, the Bonalon was based on Bechira, is the Siyum of Avodah Mayinu Lefaro ben Mitzrayim. And now, what's it called? We're in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, with Kaporas Avonos that'll keep us there. So that's the antithesis of being Avodim in Mitzrayim. Now we're free in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the means of staying there because of the Kaporas Avonos. What's the antithesis of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Ovdei Hashem. Where's the Ikar Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? So it Mama serves as the Shevach of both of them. The Shevach of Avodim Hayinu and the Shevach of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's a third sheet. Fourth sheet is the Medrash Seichel Tov. Very interesting Medrash. Our Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin says that Rava
the Gemara says what you have to be Dorish and what you have to say. And the Gemara says, Rava said that you also have to say, Bosanu Hotzimisha. You have to say that Keter too. Bosanu Hotzimisha. And our Gemara ends there. That's all Rava said. Lomar Rava, the Tzorech Lomar, Bosanu Hotzimisha. The Medrash Seichel Tov has a different Girsa, which we don't have in our Gemara, and I looked at the Duke Sofer, doesn't have such a Girsa either. The only place you find this Girsa is the Medrash Seichel Tov. But it's obviously a different Girsa in our Gemara. And then he has, after Rava Omar, the Tzorech Lomar, Vosano Hotzimisha, Roma Rava, the Tzorech Lomar, Kama Milas Tovos, the Tzorech Lahosif Test, Lecholapachos, Test of Milas, and that is the Kama Milas Tovos, according to him, is a member of Rava in Tzorech. Now what's the Taklus of that? So there's a Vayoshev Moshe, let me tell you some of the Haggadah. He says, without saying that Rava said in the Gemara, he says a Hezber, why this is part of Magid. Look at the pasuk, Bosanu Hotzimisham, is a Hemshich Tavodim Ayinu. By the Chacham, V'hoyki Sholcha Bincha Mokor Lemor, Moho Eidos V'achukim Alishpot Masher Tziv Hashem Lokeinu Eschem, so they omar to Levincha, Avodim Ayinu L'paru Mitzrayim, V'yotzihim Hashem Mitzrayim Yal Chazaka. Vayitir Hashem also subosim gedolim barabim mitzrayim lefar mechol beis uleinenu. Vosanu hotzim isha. Laman havi osanu laseis lanu es haaretz asher nishma labosenu. So it mentions Eretz Yisrael. Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasos es kol achukim haile mentions Torah. Leiras Hashem lokenu letov lanu kol hayomim lechayosenu kayom hazeh utzdaka tia lanu ki nishmar lasos es kol mitzvazos Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. I just wanted Moses here to mention this. Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu was a remnant of the Beis Hamikdash. So you have Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Beis Hamikdash, added to the Sipur of Avodim Ayin. Says the Vayoshev Moshe, since you have to say, Vosanu Hotzi Bishan, you also have to add Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and the Beis Hamikdash. That's the whole Dayinu. All the Milas, Tumat and Torah, were part of Matan Torah. The Milas after Matan Torah were Knesset Eretz Yisrael, and Knesset Eretz Yisrael, we mentioned also Beis Hamikdash. Just like in benching, you have to mention these things, because they mentioned the Psukim, here you also have to mention it. So this is the Siyum of Osanu Hotzi Mishot. That's what the Vayoshev Moshe says. According to the Medrash Seichel Tov, could be a different Inyan. Not that you have to add these Inyanim, but a different Indian Bechlau. Still from the tap. There's no bugs in our water. I want to say a different shot in the Medrash Seichel Tov. It's not because these things are mentioned, you have to add it. But since, what's the Indian of Yosano Hotzimishan? You have to mamish feel like it happened to you. The only way you could possibly feel like it happened to you, if you, what's it called, know every prat. You don't see the prat in just the cloud, how could you possibly think it happened to you? You have to mamish go into every prat, what happened, and feel like you're going through it. Not only that, you have to see the prat in as they saw it. They saw Yitzhias Mitzrayim, they didn't see the Shvatim until afterwards. Everything happened to save them. So you have to see it like they saw it. And then see it in retrospect like they saw it too. Thank you. So, this is part of Osano Hotzimishan. That's why Rava was most at that. In order to be Yotze Osano Hotzimishan, you also have to say Kama Milas Tovos. You have to see every prat, because that's the only way you could identify her. Moshe Feinstein is quoted, one of the Haggadahs, he said a different prat. It's not just seeing the prat. But every person is despoiled and nisragish from a different prat of Yitzhias Mitzrayim that touches his neshama. Some people are nisragish from the Makkos, and some people are nisragish from what's it called, from Matan Torah, from the Mon. So by mentioning them, oh, it's possible for a person to feel more something that's nogeya to him, that he could feel mamash happen to him. And another thing you need something to make it real, something to connect it to something gashmistic, something concrete. That's what Gamliel Hayom. Pesach do without eating it, just seeing it. Babur zeh lo amarti elav esmach matzu mar munachlo fanecho. Babur zeh asar Hashem li. How can you get to the li only from the babur zeh? So all of this is part of being the kain balsano haltimishon. So just like Rava said, srichim lomar balsano haltimishon. He didn't mean you have to say that pasuk. It means you have to mamish feel it, because that pasuk is part of the chiyuv. Meila, you also have to say kama malas tovos, and you also have to say Ram Gamliel Hayom for other reasons too. But it all fits into this reason also. So that is the Medrash Seichel Torah. So all of these shitas have one thing in common. They all place the Kama Malas Tovos as a part of Magid. Either as part of Marvelous Saper, either as the Siyum of Magid from Arami Ovidovi, either as the Siyum of Magid from Nisayim and Meshevah, either as a siyum of magid because of osanu haltzimishah, but they all have that same in the Malbim says a different shot. The Malbim says that this is not part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. It's not part of magid. It's a hakdama to lefichach, which is part of halach. It's already the haschalah, the hakdama to halach. It's not the siyum of magid. It's the haschalah of halach. And it's also the same idea. Without feeling that it happened to you, you can't say how. L'ficha, hanachnu, sins, babur zah asar Hashem li. And I saw all the prophet. And I went through Ram Gamliel. And I feel that it's me. Now I can say how. I say even more. It's not, what? Not just that you can't say how if you don't really feel it's you. But you're not allowed to say how. This Lanier's night, I think, is a nice chat. L'chora, one of the reasons the Taz brings down, even though the Gemara Erechim says something different, but the Taz says, a reason why we don't say hallow, only chatzi hallow, it's only a minute, but kdias hallow, we don't say shvishal pesach, is because ma'isi yodai tovin b'yam, the atim of b'shiru. So therefore we don't say chalamoyed either. Chara, we said shiru. You can't say hallow, shvishal pesach, because ma'isi yodai, the malachim didn't say shiru. We said shiru, why can't we say hallow? The Sfarim of Masbir, that in order to be able to say Shira, when there's a Mapol of Rishoyim, and you don't say Maisa Yodai Tovim, you need two Pratim. One Prat is that Shas Hanes. The Shas Hanes, right, you can say Shira and Hallel, even though other people are dying. And it has to be that you're the beneficiary. You were Nitzel from that Sakon, the Mela. The Malachim was Shas Hanes. But they weren't the beneficiaries. They weren't in the Sakon. Klal Yisrael, it was Shas Hanes, and Klal Yisrael, is this still going? These I don't know how to do anything. They're all over here. Klal Yisrael was Shas Hanes, and they were the beneficiaries. But they said Shira. Leil Pesach, same thing. It was Shas Hanes, and they said Shira. They said Hallel. Leil Pesach. Halayla, what's it called? Yelochem, Hashir Yelochem, Kileil Iskadish Chag. They said Hallel, Leil Pesach. So why? They were the beneficiaries by Makas Bechoros. They were Nitzel. And it was Shas Hanes. Mashain came, Bisman Hazer, Shvi Shal Pesach. It's not Shas Hanes. There's no Inyan that you should feel like Kriyas Yom Tov happens every year. Right? It's what we're doing from the past. So to say Hallel, Shvi Shal Pesach, it's not Shas Hanes. Even though we were the beneficiaries, you don't say Hallel. You don't say Shira. So that's what the Taz means. I, therefore, how can we say Hallel, Leil Pesach? L'chora, it's not Shas Hanes. Even though we're the beneficiaries. Elamai, no, it is Shas Hanes. Because B'chol Dor V'dor Chayvon and Lirus Asma. So if you don't say Bosanu first, you can't say Hallel. If you don't say Kama Milas Tovos, it's possible to say Hallel, because Mashas Hanes. So So first you have to Mekayim, Babur Zeh, Asar Hashem Li, and then you're allowed to say Hallel. Otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to say Hallel. They'll pace it. So, Shibulei Aleket says also, another prat, why it's part of Hallel, it's not part of Makit, but it's not part of Hallel, it's a Hakdama to something else. Before you can say, Pesach Zu, Shoyu Aloseinu, Ochlin, is Mancha Beis HaMikdash, you have to mention Beis HaMikdash, you have to trace all the things from the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the other Haggadahs, the Orach HaMah, says another prat. He says, Lachar, if you're going to mention the Beis HaMikdash, Churban Abayis, you're going to come to Atzmus. So first you have to be extra happy through the Kama Milas Tobos that will temper remembering Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why is it temperate? Because all these Milas Tobos are things that are Netzach, Nitzchias. True, they happened then, but we didn't lose them. Since they once happened, they can come back again. And they can come back for Netzach. Just like the Limud HaTorah of an Uber. He forgets it. But once he had it, he can come back. Once we had them, once we had the potential of Yetzias Mitzrayim, now we have the ability. There's a kuzri. It says when you go through all these milas in the Seder, it makes you not be miyayish from the Golas. That all these milas can come back. So that makes it possible to say, and that's why Leil Pesach and Tisha B'Av are the same day. Because just like Moshe Rabbeinu was died on Zion Adar, but he was born, it's all one Mahalach. And it's not that we lost it, but it's all part of one Mahalach. And if we had it, even if we lost it, we'd get it back. So it's all one part of one Mahalach. The last Inyan, so that's the separate Inyan. That's according to the Malbim, it's not an Inyan of what's it called, of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a Hakdama to Hallel. And one of the other Mefarshim says, one of the Mefarshim Agada, that the Hakdama to Hallel is because the Kama Milas Tovos includes Dal Tzrichim Hodos. Who has to give Hallel and Hodah? Holchei Nigoros, Holchei Hayam, Yotzim Yibesu Asurim, and the Chole. That's all the Kama Milas Tovos. The first one's a Yotzim Yibesu Asurim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then there's what's it called Halicha Bayam, Kriyas Yamsa. Then there's Halicha Bamidbar. And then Matan Torah was Nisrapu. All of them. So all the other ones are Matan Torah. So once we say the Kama Milas Tovos, we know we have a Chiyuv Lahodos. Now you can say Leficha. Now you can say Halach. So in the Mela, these Neforshim all say that it's not part of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a Hakdama to Leficha. Okay. One last Inyan. And that's the Yudnei Haggadah. He said it's the Mekayim, another halach, also as part of Hallel. There's a din in Hallel and Hodah, aside from Hallel and Hodah, there's an Indian that Gemara Maka says, Varikosi lachem brocha ad lidai, ad sheyivlu sitzoseicha milo mardai. The Gemara in Maka brings a raya from there, Gemara in Tainis brings a raya from there, that also l'spal arov tova. You have too much good, it's not harmful, it's just nuisance. It's raining too much. It's not a hurricane. It's just too much rain. It's a nuisance. It's not a damage. Damaging a lot of misfouls go away. It's a damage, not a tova. But it's tova, but just too much tova. So not a lot of damage should go away. Or it says, how do you know that? Because it says, that seems to be the opposite. It's mashmi, you're going to say enough. So you're going to say it plenty of times. Till your lips wear out. So where do you see from this? You're not allowed to daven. So I want to tie it, it means like this. See another chat in a second. It means like this. Lechora, how can your lips wear out from saying die? Say die. It's only your tongue and your palate. Your lips have no part in the word die. So what it says is, Achiyivlu sitso seyche milo mardai. What do you do when you want to say die, but you're not allowed to say it? You put your lips together. So your lips will wear out from not being able to say die. That's the pshat normally said. See a different pshat now. So there, that's a raya to, that's usher to be mispal arov tov. But there's a Yushalmi that says, ad sheyivlu sisabseche milomar dayenu brachos. There's an Indian to say dayenu brachos. And there's a Vayikra Rava that says a little bit different. Right? Ad sheyivlu sisabseche lomar dayenu. And putting them all together could be addressed like this. It doesn't say lehispalel. There's a difference between tefillah and amira. You can say enough brachos. And it's not just dayenu, but it's dayenu brachos. Brachos tak is lips. So Adshi Omar Dai is like the nusach of the Yerushalmi, and it's like the nusach of the Vayikra Rabba. Lomar dayenu brachos. Now if you say dayenu brachos, your lips will wear out. And there's an inyan in the raya that you're not going to spowl because you'll say it. Mashma, that you're not allowed to daven for it, but you're allowed to say it. And the Richter Milio explains what's stuck in the inyan of saying dayenu brachos. Why does he need to say enough? It's part of the hachnoah. Before you can really be molded and thank the Rav Shalom, you have to feel you don't deserve it, like Leah. They say Leah was the first one to give hodah, but she really felt she didn't deserve what she got. She got what she deserved by three, four was totally undeserved. The more you feel you don't deserve something, the more you feel that, what's it called, that it's, you have a chayichi of hodah. So that's like Dama Tahala. To really feel dayenu, right? I'm not roy for it, because I'm not roy, it's too much for me, right? I can't be sovelin, and that's a simen of hachnoa, and that's the hakdama tahala. So it's another kind of hakdama. The singing of dayenu brachos. So no, I can't say I can't be sovelin. I don't deserve it. Right? How much more can the Rebbe Shlomo possibly give me? I don't deserve this altogether. That's the meaning of dayenu. Comes out from this. There's three different habanas in the word dayenu. One shot is kipshuta. Dayenu would have been enough, meaning that we have to see every prat as part of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, the way they saw it. Each prat along the way, and think that that was enough till the Rebbe surprised us with something else. Mamish, as we were going through it. That's part of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a Dayenu, the Maise Hashem says, Bitmiyah. If this would have been enough, right, that would have been enough, Dayenu. Right, same the other idea, being able to see the whole picture. And the Malvin says, Dayenu doesn't mean the thing would have been enough. That's if you learn it's going on Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. But the Malvin learns Dayenu means it would have been enough to be Mechayev us Halav Hodah. We don't need all of them to Mechayev Halav Hodah. Any one of them would have been enough to be Mechuyev to say Halav. So those are three pshatim based on these different pshatim of where it fits into the Haggadah and what purpose it serves of how to learn Dayenu. One last thing. The Trumas Hadesh and the Leket Yosef brings down from the Trumas Hadesh, his meaning was to hold up the coast when he said the Dayenus. From Kama Milas Tova all the way through the Leficha. So the Chora, he held for sure that this is Akdama Tahal. Because if it was part of Sikri Tzias Mitzrayim, you have to do it Al Hamatzah. And when you lift the coast, you have to cover the matzah. So whenever you have the coast down, the matzah is uncovered, because that's Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. When you ever lift the coast, that's part of Halal, the Hodor, and then you cover the matzah. So he held the coast, he actually held that this is not part of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, this is part of Halal, the Hodor, and then he lifted the coast. That explains his minig. There's a minig of Teiman. Teiman is a minig. There are two minhag. One is that not everybody said the dayenu. Only the Bala Seder said the ilu hotziyanu, and everybody else answered dayenu. They had another minhag. Every time they said dayenu, they picked up the whole table. They used to sit on the floor on cushions. The table didn't have legs. It was like a big cushion. And they lifted, especially the children, lifted the table to show they said dayenu. So there's all different short about this minute where it came from. So Hagbo Simcha, keep the kids awake, whatever, part of Chok Din Matzah. Have a Poshet Hezbo. Since it's not borrowed in the Rishonim, what part of the Seder this is? Is it Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim? Or is it Halel Vahoto? If it's Halel, if it's Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, there's a big machlokus whether you Yotze Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim with Shomei HaKol. Or you have Mamash have to say it yourself. So, therefore, the Teimanim, both of these minhagim, reflect the idea that this may not be Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. So not everybody said it. They only said the Dayenu part, Al Talal B'Hodah. to let you know that it's not regular Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the rest of Haggadah, everybody has to say. Here, not everybody said. On the other hand, it may, yes, be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what do you do? If it's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to leave the matzah uncovered, but you can't pick up the coals. If it's part of Halal Vodah, you have to pick up the coals, but you can't uncover the matzah. So what do? Pick up the thing. Then you pick up the coals, and then you're not picking up the coals and not the matzah, so it's not Shiur HaPas Boshlam. So Meneila, by picking up the table, you're also picking up the coals and picking up the matzah, and you leave the matzah uncovered. And therefore, no matter what it is, if it's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the matzah is uncovered. If it's Halal Vodah, you lift up the coals. Meneila, they have that mimic in order to be Yotzei both Shiur.